What is going on today, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram. I tweet a little bit more now, y'all. I'm tweeting right now. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I am a self-aware narcissist. I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. If that blows your mind, I know I get it. I get it so much on TikTok and everybody. Like, you can't be a self-aware narcissist, but guess what, guys? I am. I've been in therapy for over 4 years, well, almost 4 years. And the point of this channel is to bring awareness to personality disorders and to also validate the victims of narcissistic abuse and other personality disorders and things like that, other mental illnesses. Today's episode is going to be about love. Did the narcissist ever love me? Can narcissists love? I'm telling y'all. This right here is one of the main questions that I get on every single one of my platforms. Did they ever love me? Can you love? Do you love your wife? Do you love your kids? The answer I'm going to get to you right now, it might ruffle some feathers and things like that, but guess what? I love my wife and I love my kids. In my own, I just know, like, what is your definition of love? Because everybody's definition seems to be ever changing. I ask this on TikTok all the time when I'm responding to people with this question. Like, what does love mean to you? And everybody's definition is different. People quote the Bible. People come like, hey, it's unconditional, this, that. I'm just like, look, y'all. Simon Sinek gave to me what I think is the best definition of what I think love is, point blank, period. He said he asked, it was some people in his crowd, a husband and wife. He asked the wife, he said, why do you love your husband? She said, oh, he's funny. He makes me laugh. He does this. He just gets me. He understands me. This, that. He's cute, whatever. And Simon Sinek said, okay, I can do all of that. Do you love me? She said, no. He said, then it's not, you know, then what is love then? And she stood there. She got silent. And he was like, love is a chemical reaction in your brain. It makes you feel differently, more strongly for somebody else than you do. It's a connection. And that made sense to me. That was the most logical definition of a love I've ever heard. And that's the left definition of love that I believe. If you ask the question, did they ever love me? How did they treat you? Because I feel like actions mean more than words. One of the main things that sucks people back into a narcissistic relationship is somebody saying, I love you, really, really quick. Or I love you after they break up and treat you terribly. I only did it because I love you. And because that word love has so much power, but there's no actions behind it to back up what they are saying to you. That's why people fall for this so easily. I had a one-on-one today with a woman, and the dude was pretty much like, this dude has been stalking her. This dude literally made secret keys to her house so he can come by her house anytime. They don't live together. They've only been together under a year. They don't live together or anything. She doesn't have a key to his house. He took it upon himself to steal her keys, make copies of her keys so he can pop up at her house and get into her house at any time. But guess what? He told her he only did it because he loved her and he wanted to protect her. Hey, just in case you need me to do anything, I already have a key or several. That's not love. Is that love? That doesn't sound like love to me. That sounds like ownership. How are they treating you? What actions are behind their words? That means more to me than the words. You don't have to ever tell me you love me. And how you treat me, I can tell if you love me or not. If you're treating me terribly, this person does not love me. If you're treating me like less, if you're treating me like a subhuman, this person does not love me. If you're treating me like I matter, like you value me, if you're doing stuff for me that you don't have to do without asking for anything in return, I think that person loves me. You know, if there's no malicious intent behind your actions, you might love me. That type of stuff right there. What are their actions telling you? You know. Do the narcissists love their kids? I love my kids. I've been in therapy for 3.5 years. And therapy has not taught me how to love my kids. It taught me how to rationalize with my kids and empathize with my kids more. To get it on their level. To feel how they feel and things like that. And to practice more empathy and to get connected to my kids more than I've ever been in my life. Therapy has helped save my life. It helped save my relationship with my kids and my wife and my family members and overall in general. That's why I recommend the therapy to everybody. Can a narcissist heal without therapy? Nope. I don't think so. What if they say they want to change and won't help or whatever, but they just don't want to go to therapy? Then they don't want to change and then they don't want help. Point blank, period. Tell them to call me. Tell them to ask me on TikTok or whatever. You know what I mean? Tell them to hit me up. I'll tell them straight to their face. I don't care because I know without therapy, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I just wouldn't. I can do all the research I wanted to do on narcissistic personality disorder. I could be in all the narcissistic personality disorder groups and things like that. The groups help me out, y'all. I owe those Facebook groups more than I owe anything, because those groups have helped me out and helped me regulate myself and helped me get to the point I am now. The groups are the reason I went to therapy, you know? Those groups saved my life. And I could have did, if I did just those groups, I still wouldn't be in the position I am now. Because those groups, along with therapy, taught me how to be a better person. Those groups by themselves probably taught me how to be a better manipulator, a better narcissist, as opposed to being a better human being plus narcissist, because you can't get rid of it. You know what I mean? How are they treating you? And what, like, when people get to the end of the relationship, I think this is the hardest part, because they see like all the blanket statements about narcissists. Narcissists can't love. People see that. See, people say that all the time, and it gets on my nerves. I'm like, y'all just like, do y'all have a stranglehold on what love is? You know, narcissists can't love. No narcissist ever loves you. People come in my comment section, you don't love your wife. You're a narcissist. Like, shut up. Like, what do you know? Like, what is love? And I ask them, what is love to you? And they give me this textbook definition of what love is and what the act, like, how are they treating you? I don't know how they treat me. Like, stop. You know what I mean? What is love? What is your definition of love? Because I think a regular run-of-the-mill narcissist can love, but they just do it in their own way. Is that love enough for you? Probably not, and they show that in how they treat you. And the narcissist, when I do my one-on-ones, I've talked to several narcissists. I've talked to more than 10 people have reached out to me doing my one-on-ones and talked to me thinking that they are narcissists. Some women, mostly men, but some women as well, you know. And they always tell me, I was like, how did you feel in the love bombing phase? Like, I felt like this person was everything to me. I felt like I love this person. I would do anything for this person. That's why I was doing everything for this person. And I agree with that. Like, when I was love bombing, if you are watching my YouTube, I'm doing the finger quotes. When I was love bombing my wife or whatever, I was literally head over heels willing to die for this woman. I was driving an hour and a half, 2 hours to, you know, from Greensboro to Raleigh to hang with her for 30 minutes, and I would turn around and drive back home just to hang with her for 30 minutes, just to see her, because I loved her presence, because I loved being around her. This was my person. You know, I was trying my hardest to get this person to fall in love with me, because, you know, in the end, I was like, you know, that's why speed is the weapon of the narcissist. That's why speed, we move quickly, because we think if you find out who we really are, you won't like us. You won't care for us. You won't give us the love back. So we got to love bomb you. We have to hit you with all the love in the beginning. Boom. We gotta make the relationship pop in the beginning, because we need you to know we love you. We want you to think we are the one for you. So you get love bombed, and you get love bombed in, because that's the main thing I hear about people when I'm doing my one-on-ones again. People say in the beginning of relationships, like, it just didn't feel like any other relationship I've ever been in. Like, this person, like, literally was everything I've ever wanted, dreamed of, and prayed for. And, you know, a lot of times the reason a narcissist can do that is because you tell them what to do. You tell them exactly what you're looking for in a man or a woman. Or they take what their ex wanted and give it to you. My ex wanted to do this. I'm going to try it on this new person. And they love bomb you with it. And it's like, oh my goodness, nobody ever did this for me. And, you know, the outside looking in, the ex is mad as hell because you were giving the next person everything that they wanted. But the new person is happy as hell. The new person is love bombed. So you try to reach out to the new person, you look silly because they are being love bombed, just like you were in the beginning. You know what I mean? So a lot of times, like I said, the love bombing, the narcissist means it, you know? And like, when the love bombing wears off, literally, y'all, I'm telling y'all, there's like a switch that goes off in my head, in other narcissists' heads, that literally, boop, switches off, and the love bombing just stops. I don't know what sets it off. Everybody is different. The time limit is different. But there's literally a switch that goes off in the narcissist's head, and the love bombing just stops. We get tired of holding up this facade of being everything that you want, and now we want to be ourselves. And then when you find out who, and this stands true, because when we start treating you like who we really are, you want to get back to the beginning of the relationship. So when you do that, it's like, what happened? Like, why don't you don't hug me and kiss me like you used to? You don't do this. You don't, you know, you're not as loving and as affectionate. We're not taking as many trips. You know, and I'm just like, look, I'm tired. This is not what I really want to do. I really want to just hang here, play the game, whatever. You know, this is who I really am. You don't like who we really are. So in our heads, we were right. Like, we were right all along. this person does not appreciate me for who I really am. They only appreciate me for what I can do for them. And look, y'all, I know, look, this is how the narcissist brain works. I'm a narcissist. I'm just talking from the narcissist perspective. You know, you're like, this person really does not care about what I think, what I do, whatever. They just love me for what I did for them. Now the devaluing starts. Now you want to treat us, you don't value us for who we really are. Guess what? We're going to take everything away from you that you are. The same thing that attracted a narcissist to you, they try to strip from you. You loving and caring, strip, devalue you, make you feel like you're worth less. You a 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, you a 10, gonna make you feel like a 3. You know, hey, you're hot, but just, you know, what does that mean? Nothing, it don't mean anything. You're hot, you know, stuff like that. Whatever the narcissist attracted to you for in the beginning, they try to strip from you. That's just a narcissistic thing. It's like layout. It's literally an innate behavior. It's like how we learn how to protect ourselves from whatever happened to us. How do you learn how to shield ourselves from the trauma? Which the narcissist probably told you about the trauma too. Like the trauma we went through. We probably told you about it. I told my wife about the trauma the other night. She wanted to get up and hug me. She said, I wish I could hug you right now. You don't need to hug me. I've been through it. I'm in therapy for that type of stuff now. You know what I mean? But how did the narcissist treat you? How did they treat you? Are they treating you good now, like they love you and care for you? Because a lot of people, they hold out the hope that they can get back to the beginning of the relationship with a narcissist. Like, I know the potential this person has. If they can just see it, what I see in them, we can be great. I know we can be great. They see what you see in them. We see it. We see what you see in us. We just don't want to do it no more. Like, it's tiring holding that facade up. Like, that person that you knew in the beginning, that was me trying to impress you and make you happy and make you feel like, you know, we could be a couple together. We can be genuinely happy together. But when I decided to get comfortable and become myself more, you didn't like that. You want to get back to the beginning, so you immediately get punished for that. And like I said, just a wheel. That's like the narcissistic pattern right there. Love bombing, devaluing, discard. And we get to the point where you get to the point where like it's just too much, or you outgrow us. We feel like you're going to leave us, you're going to discard us, you're going to cheat on us, or whatever. The narcissist will discard you for somebody else and use the same stuff that they used to love bomb you in the beginning to love bomb the next person. So it's just like, you know, it's just a vicious cycle of love bombing and love, because the narcissist feels like we need to be loved more, and we feel like the love is not reciprocated because you're trying to get back to the beginning. We take away the love, start to take away all the love, and start to give you little bits and pieces of it, just so you know we can do it. We got the possibility of doing that. We just take it away from you, and now that little bit of love we give you feels like so much more because you haven't been receiving any lately. So a little bit is happy. Hey, you look good today. Oh my God, just saying that simple sentence can set you off and make you so happy. He hasn't gave me a hug or a kiss in 3 weeks. He just told me I look good, so yay, he's back. Nope, just a little bit. Just a little dabble, because when that person gets home, you're going to feel the wrath of that. You know, so how are they treating you? Do they look, are their actions telling you that they love you? Now, what about the kids? How are they treating the kids? Are their actions with the kids telling you that they love their kids and they adore their kids and they will do anything for their kids? Because I would do anything for my kids, you know? I love my kids. I'm trying my hardest to give my kids the future and the love and care and affection that I didn't have, because I don't want my kids to turn out like me. One of my main goals in my life is to avoid my sons treating women and men and people around them like I've treated people. You know, one of the main goals is to help my daughter avoid somebody like me by teaching her the signs. You know what I mean? So that's what I think people, and it has literally amped up here lately because I have a daughter and I know how people are. So I'm just like, I want my daughter to avoid people like me at all costs. You know, they say avoid people like the old me, because I get a lot of online. It's like, your daughter ends up, the women end up being attracted to people like their fathers, and I was like, well, damn, my daughter got a narcissist father. You know what I mean? I'm just like, dang it, what do I do? My therapist said, look, you got to become somebody that you can be happy she's with. And that's what, like, I've been grinding even harder on getting, you know, I can't get rid of the narcissism, but I'm grinding even harder on becoming a better father and a better parent to my kids, so they don't, like, my sons don't grow up like me, the old, bad, crazy, narcissistic me, and my daughter doesn't end up with somebody like the old me. I want to become the person that I can be happy, that they can be like, or they can be with, you know what I mean? So that's been my goal now, because I love my kids. How is your narcissist treating their kids? And, like, look, another question I get so much is, like, did they ever love me? What gives you more power? Because I want, like, you know, my goal is to make people, to bring people peace and to help people reframe things. I'm like, I try to be a reframer. What gives you more peace? If they love, like, they couldn't love you? Because people get in this relationship, like, I feel like if you in a 2-3 month relationship, like, did they ever love me? Probably not. Not in 2-3 months. 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, did they ever love you? What if so what gives you more power to be able to move on with your life, especially if they discarded you? Because that's the question I get when they, like, this is the discard question right here. Did they ever love me? You know, what gives you more power in that situation to possibly be happy and move on with your life? Like, does this saying, like, that person never loved me for 40 years? I feel like that would kill you on the inside. I feel like that would kill you from the inside out. They never loved me. 40 years. You got kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. You know, bought 3-4 houses together. You know, built the, you know, even though they say it's a narcissist, you know how the narcissist relationship is. Even though it's been a narcissistic relationship, how, you know, do you, like, saying that person never loved you after 45 years of marriage, 30 years of marriage, something like that, that might kill you from the inside out because you feel like you wasted your time in life and, you know, gave your all to this person for nothing, for no type of love. Or would it be make it easier on you, or make it easier for you to move on and be happier with the rest of your life if you accept the fact that that person tried to love you the best way that they could, which some of them can't. Like, y'all, all narcissists can't love. The ones that go to the sociopath and the psychopath, those who can't not love. The regular person, narcissist, personality disorder, they try to love you in their own type of way, but was it enough for you? Hey, I've spent 40 years with a person that they tried their best to love me, but it wasn't enough for me. They abuse their type of love consisted of wildly abusing me, doing all kinds of wildness and craziness to me. That's not the love I need or care for. That person needs to be out of my life. What gives you the most power? Reframe it in your mind to give yourself the most power to be able to move on and be happy with your existence for the rest of your life. Because I get so many people on my I tell y'all, it breaks my narcissistic heart when I see people coming on there and comment just like, I spent 30 years with this person, they never loved me. Oh my God, it was all fake. 40 years down the drain for fakeness, 20 years for fakeness, 10 years for fakeness. And that makes people feel worthless. I'm not trying to make anybody feel worthless. Like, what if they loved you in a way that was not for you? They loved you in their own way, and their own way was punishment. That's love. Love to some people looks like punishment. You know, and it's a terrible existence to have right there. It literally is a terrible existence to be a narcissist. That doesn't, an unaware narcissist, they throwing out wild, saying the word I love you, but beating you mentally, physically, emotionally. I love you. Hit you with some gaslighting. I love you. Actually physically hit you. You know what I mean? What gives you the most power? Because I want people to have the most power possible. Reframe it however it takes you to reframe it in your mind to be able to move on, be happy, and live a happy existence. Because that's all I want for people. That's literally all I want for people. What gives you the most power? To reframe it, to restate what I said, what gives you the most power? That they didn't love you for 40 years, or they tried, they gave you the love that they love you the only way that they knew how. They love you in a way that their parents loved them, which was probably terrible. Reframe it so it helps you to power up and take your power back and move on with your life and live a happy existence that you're in. I'm not saying abuse is love. I'm not saying it at all. So I know people watching my videos and try to clip it a few seconds ago and take 5-second clip and turn it into a 60-second video. I know y'all weirdos and stuff out there watching this video saying this type of stuff now. But I'm not saying abuse is love. It is 100,000% not love. Abuse is not love. Abuse is what they grew up with thinking it was love, so they applied it to you as their form of love. But it is not real love. We can all agree on abuse is not love. But anyways, y'all, I'm hoping y'all enjoyed this video. I know I got to ramble on a little bit, but I want to empower people to be able to take their power back, to be able to take their strength back, to be able to power up, move on with their lives, and live happily ever after. Because everybody doesn't leave their narcissist, y'all. I hope y'all know. Everybody, I get the most people come to my TikTok account or whatever, and you know. Some people come to my TikTok, they don't comment, they send me messages like, how can I stay with my narcissist? I got 25 years in this person, 30 years in this person. I'm not a judgment of being, I'm not here to judge anybody. I know I've done my dirt. This is my redemption tour right here. This is Instagram, this is YouTube, my TikTok. This is my redemption right here. So I'm hoping and pray for everybody that you find peace in whatever you decide. Was it love? Was it the type of love that you needed? Probably not. That's why you're here. That's why you're watching this video. You know? So power up, take your power back, take your strength back, take your love back. Apply it to yourself, give it to yourself to be able to give it to somebody else that deserves it. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in this long. I know I got the rambling, but the love topic is a sensitive topic for me, and I want to empower people to take your love and power back from people who don't deserve it. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Narcissist Code. You know, you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. I don't tweet as much, but I'm on there. I'm looking. I search my name on Twitter to see if y'all talking junk. I'm watching you. I search Lee Hammock. I search mental illness. And I search self-aware narcissist. And I also search TikTok narcissist. Just because you watching me, I'm watching you. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Hope this video helped. If not, let me know, because I know, like I said, whatever y'all want to hear next. I know people are going to tap me for this. Narcissist, can I love? And I get it. I get it. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really do, including the haters, because I know y'all watching too. I know y'all watching clips and, like, taking clips of my videos and making videos. People send me stuff like that all the time. I think it's hilarious. But y'all, if y'all can take these clips, if y'all can clip my video, and you can make an existence, making money and stuff like that, clipping my video and bashing me or whatever, that's what it takes for y'all to live a good life. I pray for y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in again. Thank you.